This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are. We're not. We might. We won't. We have. We haven't. That about sums up the state of play in Washington today about aid to Egypt. Reports, rumors, more like really, were flying that the Obama administration has decided to cut off said aid. And then a State Department spokesperson gave what is, for now, the definitive answer.
We have not made a policy decision to suspend our aid to Egypt, period.
Period yet, one might reasonably add, seeing as how there are still high-level meetings going on at the White House on this topic. We asked Marketplace's Adrian Hill to dig into what exactly this aid to Egypt looks like and why it's so hard to stop giving it.
When we talk U.S. aid to Egypt, we're talking in the neighborhood of $1.5 billion, nearly all of it in military aid. The money goes into a bank account in New York, and Egyptian officials use it to buy equipment produced by American manufacturers. Things like
the M1A1 Abrams tank produced by General Dynamics. That's probably one of the most well-known items of equipment.
Shana Marshall is with George Washington University's Institute for Middle East Studies. Also, she says they buy F-16s, helicopters,
communications equipment,
missiles.
Also some items that are, you know, that would be used in sort of domestic crowd control situations.
Like tear gas. The U.S. also spends money to train the Egyptian military. Marshall estimates hundreds of members each year, including Egypt's military chief, General Azizi. Mark Lagan is a professor at the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown.
When you see the military putting down demonstrators and so on, you know, their training and some of their equipment is in fact underwritten by the United States.
So what's in it for the U.S.? Why has it been so hard to pull back? Lagan says one reason is that policy experts worry about Israel.
That Egypt making peace with Israel is something we want to maintain, so that one of the fronts of instability for our closest ally in the region be kept stable.
Experts say there are other strategic reasons. There's a sense that aid equals influence. It builds relationships. The U.S. military also has flyover rights and gets expedited access to the Suez Canal. And lots of defense industry jobs are at stake, making those tanks and planes. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.